Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 603, The Cloaking Strategy. Now, I want to talk about something that has been on my mind as I'm working on my next book, the title of which I will not yet reveal until it's ready. Who knows if that will even actually be the title by the end of this process, so I won't tell you until then. But one of the topics I've been discussing is the concept of cloaking intention. And it sounds a lot darker than it really is meant to. But there's a particular aspect of that idea that I think is very valuable as we think about creative work or trying to make something potentially new in the marketplace. The idea is that if we bring a brand new revolutionary idea out into the marketplace and drop it in the middle of all of the market, it's going to be a lot harder to sell the idea. We're going to have to convince everybody it's okay. We're going to have to really spend a lot of time educating everybody. Whereas if we cloak it as something that they're used to and then use that as a delivery method for our unique and bold ideas, then it becomes a lot easier for people to accept, and then they start spreading the word on their own. Case in point, we can talk about someone like, say, David Bowie, who of course brought things to, took things to a whole other level, really pushed this living art form in the way that he presented himself and his work. But what was the method he used that everybody understood? Well, as a musician, as a singer, as somebody who put out songs and put out albums and had concerts. But yet the actual product he was doing was far more than just the music. It was every little bit was planned out and was a larger, or worked towards this larger whole, but it was delivered in a very well-trodden way. And so that's just one example. We could go on and give many, many others, but the point here is, if you're working on something revolutionary, something different, realize that people do need to have a contract with the creative that they're going to be, you know, taking in your work. They have to know kind of the genre of the story. They have to kind of know what you're going to give them. And once you're able to kind of present that, make that contract with them, and then show it to them in a whole new beautiful way, then it really can amplify itself and be something that they share with each other, instead of us having to educate all of the doubting masses around us in the meantime. Just an idea, maybe something to work on in your head. Maybe it'll apply to you, maybe not. Either way, I hope it's useful at some point in the future. If you want to find me, you can find me on social media. Just look up Michael Amade, I'm the one in the cowboy hat, or go to michaelamade.com. But for the next episode of this podcast, which will be tomorrow, just have a wonderful night. And until then, keep living courageously, keep living authentically, and keep living creatively.